All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio. And let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against the backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code P-A-S-T-E-L BOOKTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading.
Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, Chocolate Drops.
Chocolate?
Yeah. Okay. You could be chocolate. You could pick your...
milk chocolate, white chocolate.
Period.
Hershey's, your special dark chocolate.
Whatever chocolate you are.
Bittersweet chocolate.
Add it in.
Okay. I'm Hershey's special dark. What are you?
I'm the one with the...
The caramel chocolate.
Not the caramel chocolate. The one with the toffee peanuts.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
The toffee bits and almonds.
Yes, that's what I am.
Oh, I love that.
Is it in milk chocolate, though?
With yeah, that comes with okay, milk so chocolate damn. With toffee.
I don't think they have a, like...
You're
a,
just toffee.
Yeah, toffee chocolate. Toffee with a little chocolate in it.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
How's I'm your doing weekend? Well. My weekend was good. What did I do this weekend? I
volunteered. Like, that was it.
I felt like something happened.
You just volunteered.
Oh, we did go to a Zoom party. That was fun. The Ox party.
Yeah.
That was the best Zoom party I've been to.
Yeah.
Because some of these Zoom things be a drag. TBH.
Honestly, truly.
But the Pass the Ox, the concept in itself is just bomb. Mm-hmm. And I know the energy in real life is probably lit.
Mm-hmm.
People get a chance to DJ the party on their phones.
It's kind of reminiscent. Function. The energy gives me very Henny Palooza. I mean, trap karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
It gives me very trap karaoke, very new, innovative, fresh.
Yeah. crowd participation.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And you know, whenever we can participate and be like, okay, we were feeling that, or
and you know, it's always a good feeling to get the crowd's interaction going. When you play some shit like and it, okay, and they really receive it how you want interactive. Them to receive it.
Yeah.
So that was a fun Zoom party.
It was. That was the Kids of Immigrants fourth annual like love day. That's what that was.
Yeah. And they partnered with Pass the Aux.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was pretty cool. That was my weekend. Like you said, community service and that.
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
I just worked. I worked and then went to the Zoom festival. It was really a festival. It was a little all day function because they had salsa lessons. Couple
it's nice
DJ
to see
sets.
People get creative and innovative, because now that we've been watching so many lives and so many Zooms, you got to even flip and tumble them.
Yeah,
because
Zooms, it can get boring, like you said.
You got to flip and tumble them. Oh, and we also had the Nelly versus...
Luda.
Luda versus...
Little anticlimactic.
Yeah.
They haven't said who this week is, right?
No, they haven't said it yet. They're probably still
trying
to figure it out.
Snoop Dogg. They're trying to partner Snoop with somebody because he really wants
Snoop
to do
really
it.
Snoop really wants to do it.
They're trying to partner him with somebody. And I also seen Mary and...
Faith Evans?
Faith, I think. And they also wanted to see Keisha Cole and Ashanti.
No.
That's what I seen, the partner up.
Keisha Cole and Ashanti is not a match to me.
That's what
but
they
Mary
wanted to see.
Mary and Faith Evans, baby, that will be bigger
That
would be bigger than the Erykah Badu and Jill Scott for me, baby.
Yeah,
that will
I'm
be
going for
bigger.
Mary.
Mary's Auntie Mary all the way.
Period, poo.
Auntie Mary all the way. Period. But I would be singing my... Soon as I that would be...
Yeah, I remember... not 7 days. Faith
7 days was Mary.
Yeah, that was... Who sang Seven Whole Nights?
Tony Braxton.
Yeah. I'm like, come on.
So yeah, the verses.
Ooh, Tony could be a good matchup with somebody too.
Who, Deborah Cox?
Deborah Cox or Shantae Moore.
Shantae Moore.
I could totally see that.
Yeah.
I told you already they want to do Alicia Keys and John Legend. But I think that'd be down the line. Oh, and the mashup.
Sounds like a snooze fest.
They're trying. Yeah, I'm not partial to the live instrument. But
I like the live instrument, just not them.
There's a couple.
I mean, I don't dislike them, but
there's a couple handful of John Legend songs I like, and there's a handful of songs that of Alicia Keys that I like. Let her play Diary.
We all love Diary.
They're
great musicians, and I'm not taking away from their artistry. Like, they're both great artists. I'm just never been like super
not
fans to
I
where I
want to
really watch the verses. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I also seen commentary about Drake.
Okay.
Well, really, okay, this was the mashup. The primary person would be Chris Brown against, and the option was Drake or Justin Timberlake. And Swizz Beatz was like, for the culture, we would need to do it with Drake.
For sure.
Like, we get it. Justin has bangers. Justin has a catalog.
Justin has an amazing catalog. I remember when he was one of the rumored Coachella guests, and I was like...
Yeah. And then also people were like, people like Drake... Nicki, of course, you know, the Barbs. They were like, Drake, Nicki, Chris, Beyonce. Those people cannot go up against anybody because their catalog is just too, you know,
too
extensive.
Large.
Yeah, it's like too extensive. It would be kind of hard to go up against Drake. If anybody could do it, it would be Chris. But, you know, I'm rooting for
my
boo-boo,
you're
baby.
Riding for Drake, for
my
sure.
My boo-boo baby.
Are you riding?
I'm riding. I'm in the passenger
Chris Brown,
seat.
Man. That I was just watching a random Chris Brown performance on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
He is a performer, okay?
That boy
is talented.
That boy.
But.
And I don't know who Rihanna could do.
Oh, Rihanna. I don't know, because she can, she has
And they were saying.
She has range.
Nicki and Kim. And Usher said.
Nicki and Kim. Little Kim?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
That'll be a fucking, I couldn't imagine those barbs in those comments.
Yeah, that's nasty. It would probably be nasty.
And then.
Because you know what? Nicki's energy, she would not have the love factor. And
no,
that's
no,
an essential piece of Versus. And she would really not.
Versus is really about celebrating and giving flowers.
Exactly. And Nicki doesn't have that energy. She's
her
nasty.
Roses would be dead. But Swizz Beatz was talking to Usher. And Usher said, no, they
who
can't.
Who can we have Usher go against?
He could have probably went against Justin. But I know it's so different eras. Like, Usher's been around so long. He was really a part of that 90s R&B.
He was.
Early 2000s.
And most of the people that he would be able to go up against stopped making music. You know what I'm saying? He continued on. The music changed.
Like, he was really around when Tevin Campbell.
Yeah.
Him and Tevin Campbell came out around the same time.
Yeah. and with the groups, the jagged edges, and
not even the jagged edges. The
112 Jagged Edge, Usher, they were around the same time. That 90s R&B, girl, come on.
Jagged Edge is like early 2000s.
90s, early 2000s.
No, like 90s. 112 maybe. 112 and Usher were around the same time.
Okay.
Now, if they want to do hit battles like that, 112 Jagged Edge, baby.
I know, that would be
good. I would want to see that. But Usher was saying that they can't, Lil' Kim and Nicki can't go against each other because Kim is, I mean, Nicki is a product of Kim.
Oh, you know, okay. Tell them, Swiss.
The Barbs were a problem.
Nicki!
And that's what they were like. Nicki is only a product of her hard work and dedication. All the energy she's put into her projects. I'm like, okay, they're getting crazy.
Well, yeah, they have to, because the way Nicki acts is like she's a pioneer of hip-hop, women in hip-hop sometimes. Like, she started this gangsta shit. And it's like, Nicki, pay homage to the people who paved the way for your crazy ass.
Right.
Clearly,
right.
I'm not a Barb.
No, you're not a Barb.
But anyway, you know, Swiss was also saying that they send them all a versus kit, because we know Nettie Riley was cutting up with the Wi-Fi connection and, you know, getting it going. There was a lot of hiccups, which kind of takes away from the vibe, too.
It really kills the energy. It's all a package. Yeah.
But they were like, he didn't want to do the sound check. He obviously didn't use his versus kit.
What comes in the versus kit? They give you a standalone Wi-Fi?
They give you Wi-Fi.
Oh,
wow. They give
you,
like, a hookup so that the music can have the...
Yes. My friend uses an aux cord, like almost like a cord that goes directly to the interface.
Yes,
so when you play the music off your phone, it sounds flawless.
Amplified. It's amplified flawlessly.
Yeah, it sounds flawless.
Exactly. It's not like you're just holding your phone up. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like Luda had his in the studio.
And that's what they said Luda uses the kit. He used the Versus kit.
The memes that were floating around from Luda, because you know in Fast and the Furious, he's kind of like techie. All the memes were like his character in Fast and the Furious fucking up Nelly's Wi-Fi.
Luda had on his poker face, okay? But he came ready, and then they were also like, you need to use your kit. You also need to have a playlist curated.
Yes.
Like, you're not just playing shit off the dome.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
These are my bangers, because Nelly missed a lot. He missed a lot. He missed, like, I am number one. And he was playing some, like, once he started playing songs that he had with other people, he could have played the song he had with NSYNC, If I Was Your Girlfriend.
But you know what? They got to keep the features limited.
But since he wasn't that bag, I'm saying
they really should do, like, okay, since we're doing 20 songs back to back, 5 of your top features. And the other ones standalone.
And then 15 of the standalone.
Yeah, like, damn, we know that people are on some banging, like, Ludacris has been on epic features. He was featured on, king for Adam. Yeah, like, we get it. Wow, Nate Dogg could probably never participate on his, rest in peace, Nate Dogg.
Oh, I'm no.
He's such a, if they would have to do feature
for feature.
He would
have to do a hook battle, like with a 2 Chainz, who's on a lot of battles, or T-Pain, who already
now, that's
but
the
he
thing.
Was on, a, I mean, not a lot of battles, but on a lot of hooks.
Like The Dream could go
Tory
against.
Tory Lanez.
Okay, see, somebody like Tory.
People who are on a lot of hooks.
Chris Brown could do that too all day.
Yeah,
Chris Brown. He could do off just his hooks.
Chris Brown is just.
They should do a special edition versus hooks.
Hook version, right.
Yep. Because this is getting
versus
crazy.
Off the hook.
I'm like, I'm tired of seeing. Oh, that's a good name. I'm tired of seeing everybody playing the songs they have with other people. I'm like, give me your album cuts. Give me your number one singles. Give me your shit.
Unless you're a producer.
Yeah.
Because
Oh, and then another one I seen, Dallas Austin against. Who the fuck was another big producer at the time? It was Dallas against somebody.
Dallas was
TLC. Mariah Carey. Yeah, Dallas was doing
that. Would be good.
Shit.
Yeah, they need to call him up, get him on the line.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was this weekend versus. I'm going with Luda.
Oh, of course.
I went with Luda. Default. For multiple reasons, but
Luda's very talented.
Yeah.
Very talented. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Nelly used to be Bay though.
They wanted Busta Rhymes and Snoop Dogg.
Nelly and Murphy Lee.
Oh yeah, Murphy Lee was my boo. Did you see that meme? And they were like Murphy Lee
was on the roof. Did they have beef or something?
No.
Nelly and Murphy Lee.
I don't know.
Because I thought that meme was saying like Murphy Lee was on the roof messing up the Wi-Fi.
Oh, I thought you were saying like that's the little homie that he had up there like fixing the Wi-Fi. It could go
either way.
I don't know if they have a beef or not, but.
We don't know. Saint
Dirty.
Lunatics.
I love that.
Who else was in the Saint Lunatics?
Ali.
Oh.
Yep.
What a time.
What's the one with the half of the face that danced, only danced?
I don't remember.
God, now let me hold on. Let me Google. Sit tight.
The Saint Lunatics
album was great.
Nelly started off kind of strong though, because when he played Tip Drill, that used to be a banger.
Of course. So we have Nelly Murphy Lee, City Spud, Kiwan. Kiwan was
City Spud.
City Spud was in jail. Free City. That's okay. What that was. And then Slow Down. Duh, 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 duh. That was him. The dancer was Slow Down. Yeah, that was the dancer. Slow Down.
So we'll see who will be the next versus battle.
Mm-hmm.
I would say they're doing a good job, you know, with the quality they're bringing the people.
Yeah.
It's been good. Now, and it's up to the artist to dry the boat once they get the opportunity. So we need everybody on the same page with that. But yeah, I guess that's all the tea this week. The tea has been versus. Anything else?
Dang, you know what he could else do? It's a Midwest swing.
Swing.
Oh, he did that one. Huh?
No, he didn't.
Oh, God. I think he did do that one.
He did in Germany. He didn't do Midwest swing.
Damn, he didn't do Midwest.
And he didn't do, and it's all in my head. I think you about it over already, and right? over again.
And I can't keep picturing you and him.
And it hurts so bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't hear that. He didn't do that.
Yeah, he didn't.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Okay, so yeah.
Over here, we would like for you all to leave us ratings and reviews. Pretty important.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty important piece. And I know we've had a little bit of a shift with quarantine, but the ratings and reviews cannot stop because we need those to help elevate our platform.
Yes.
To get us up in iTunes. Keep us up in iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, let's read our review of the week. This comes from Shanice from the South. Okay. She says, best podcast ever. I came across this podcast while reading an article. I wonder which article. And I must say,
where we featured.
Right. And I must say, the Black Girl Bravado is the best podcast ever. The vibe they bring is so cool, relaxing, and inviting. Even though I don't know these women, they are my homegirls.
We are.
Mm-hmm. I'd be talking to them like they can hear me during the podcast. This we is can. Our way of hearing you.
We can.
Continue to strive for greatness, ladies.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Shanice from the South.
Thank
we
you,
We appreciate
boo-boo.
You for your Southern hospitality.
We do. So, there's a few other ways that you can connect with us and show your support. Leaving a rating and review is one, but the other journey that we are is a monetary journey.
Yes.
And that is what you can do there is join us over on Patreon. So I say this every week, but Patreon is a platform that creatives are using to garner support from their community. It's a way to say, I love what you do. Keep going. Keep on keeping on.
And to connect more intimately with us as well.
Yes. And as a result, we give you more intimate content. We give you more content.
Yes.
Just basically giving you what you already love times two.
We had our first book club meeting on Zoom.
Yeah. See, that's another thing. You can connect with us weekly on Zoom.
That was fun.
That was very intimate, very fun.
Very intimate, very fun.
Safe space.
Yes.
We put up additional episodes. We have a mid-month check-in.
That just dropped.
Mm-hmm. And we also have our affirmations playlist. Podcast, whatever.
We have episode. Our playlist. We have our affirmations episode. We have video content.
Journal prompts. Whatever you need.
And we're about to start a special thing over there, too, that you got to be over there to know. We're sending y'all a message this week, ladies, if you're on Patreon.
Okay.
You'll get a message from us.
There it is.
So, yeah, that's Patreon. That information is down in the show notes.
And go down.
So follow us over there. Support us over there.
You want to shout out our patrons?
Yes,
go
I do.
It.
So our patrons, our new patrons this week, patrons, Uniqua.
Hey, Uniqua.
Keisha.
Keisha.
Elionette.
Ooh, Elionette. What a prestigious name, Elionette.
Elionette. Ashley.
Ashley, what's up, girl?
Priscilla.
Priscilla, what it do?
And Destiny.
Destiny.
Thank y'all so much for joining us over on Patreon.
Without you, there's no us.
There is no us. For real,
you keep the lights on.
So we love y'all so much.
We love you. Last week's episode.
Yes.
What we usually do, over on Patreon is have an insecure recap.
Oh, yeah.
We do that weekly while the show's going on. Ooh,
right.
You know what else would be cool? If we found a show that we liked and kept recapping. Like, we can decide a show
like
that we're going to
watch. Fires Everywhere or something?
Yeah, like we can decide on a show that we want to watch as a Patreon community. And then we check in and give our tea on it. That's something we're going to take that to Patreon. Bye, y'all.
Yeah.
So usually we recap Insecure every week. So instead of doing it over on Patreon, we decided to show y'all what y'all missing and do it over on the platform. So last week we talked about episode 5, which was low-key
moving on. I don't remember.
I think it was low-key moving on. And we talked about Issa and Molly's crumbling friendship.
Yes.
So if you haven't listened to that episode, listen. If you want more episodes like that, join us over on Patreon because the Insecure recap dropped today.
Yeah, we're not talking about it over here. No, ma.
Talk about it with your own friends.
Yes.
Like we do.
Yes. So this week.
Mm-hmm.
So we are in the middle of a retrograde, and we always talk about Mercury retrograde all the time, whether it's in passing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that
every time something's fucked up, Mercury's in retrograde.
Yes, mm-hmm. For sure. But we are experiencing another retrograde right now.
What's good?
Venus retrograde.
Mm.
So anytime there's a retrograde, this is a time for review, right? So each time a different planet goes into retrograde, we should take this time to review the area in our lives that planet represents.
Mm-hmm.
Because each planet represents something else. Like Mercury represents communication.
Mm-hmm.
And so Venus is a planet that rules beauty, love, and values,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
She also rules over art and money. And we already know these are areas that we don't like to be shaking at.
No,
I don't know about y'all, but I know for sure if my love, my money, my beauty is being fucked with,
then you're getting
fucked
with.
Then I can feel it. So mm-hmm. if you're feeling that right now, if you're feeling something happening in those areas, you ain't tripping. There's something going on collectively, and it'll be happening from May 13th
mm-hmm.
until June 25th.
Yeah, and Venus retrograde is really special because it only happens every 18 months.
Yes.
And it lasts 6 weeks. That's pretty significant. We damn near get retrograde 3-4 times a year.
The Mercury, yeah.
I mean, yeah, Mercury retrograde 3-4 times a year. So this is a very very important
yeah.
and special time to consider what might be happening or in your life around these areas, because it doesn't happen often where the shift in the planets kind of happen like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
We were like, I think we need to talk about the homegirls, talk to the homegirls about this, because we needed to talk with ourselves about this.
Right.
So during this time, what we should be doing is assessing who we love,
mm-hmm.
what we value, and how we're spending our money.
Yeah.
In other words, it's not a good time to start or end relationships. Kind of similar to the other retrogrades. It's mm-hmm. not a good time to do any of that. Don't go getting married if you can't permit it.
If you can avoid it.
Don't go changing your appearance drastically. I was telling Germany earlier that I did a botched cut job. She don't believe me, but when I show her, she don't believe me
because
I fucked up. And also, don't go spending your coins on luxury purchases. I know stimulus have hit. We've been receiving some extra coins.
We want to go buy the Louis Speedy bag.
Yes, but Venus is really moved by aesthetics and luxury. Like, yes. They really find value in those things or enjoy those types of things. So you may be kind of moved to make an impulsive purchase
mm-hmm.
or buy something that's a check.
Yeah.
And now's not the time.
Kind of
budget the coins a little bit.
Yeah. So this time also can help us uncover what might be hidden or forgotten, especially when it comes to our relationships.
Yeah.
So things that have already been happening will be brought to our attention. The shit that you thought was covered will be uncovered.
I don't like when that happens.
I like when that happens. Let's bring it to the surface.
I like it too.
Bring it to the surface.
I'm
let
not
it boil
gonna lie.
Over.
I like it. It's tough. It's difficult. It's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, I do like it because I don't like
benefit.
Secrets.
No.
And I don't like things to be hidden. And I need to know who I'm dealing with, especially in relationships.
Yeah.
Reveal yourself.
Get out the dark going crazy. We in the dark going
crazy.
So the signs that are most affected by this retrograde are Libra. That's her. That's she.
Mm-hmm.
Taurus, because we are ruled by Venus. And I, you know what?
Mm-hmm. You've been feeling it?
Mm-hmm.
How do you want to share or no?
Two first.
Spotlight.
Right. The Skate Depot song.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling, but with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah, I've been feeling it, especially like dating.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's the time when you really feel it with dating.
Yeah, yeah. So we can kind of move on. We'll talk about it.
I'm ruled by Mercury. So whenever Mercury retrograde comes around, I really feel majorly affected by it. I'm like, hold on, holiday. Let me ground, because this Mercury knocks me off my feet every goddamn time. Mm-hmm. So that's crazy how I'm ruled by Mercury and you're ruled by Venus. But luckily, you only get one rock.
Right.
I'm rocked. I'm constantly rocked in boxing.
Right. The rock and roll.
Because we get it like three times. Yeah. So, because Venus is in retrograde, and then there's also some other retrogrades happening at the same time that have to do with like love and relationships. Mm-hmm. The astrologists, because we're not astrologists, we're not professionals, we just research information
and bring it to you.
But the astrologists and the people who are tapped into this space, they're saying that spring 2020 is a time of relationship retrospection.
Mm-hmm.
And so what retrospection is, just in case you don't know, is the action of looking back on or reviewing past events or situations.
Mm-hmm.
So this is time to kind of see what has happened. What
big picture, yeah, looking over it
you
all.
You know, like what happened in the past that maybe affected this relationship, or what can I pull from the past to help me in this relationship? Mm-hmm. Just using this as a time to really go deep and figure out the whys.
Yeah. So if you're already in a relationship, you can expect some things to change, to feel some changes, see some changes, right?
Yeah.
So, and if you're single and dating like she is, then we might find ourselves doing some introspection, like I mentioned to you. So that might look like asking yourself questions such as, how are my relationships and how do I want them to be?
Mm-hmm.
This is one she's at. I'm just going to read this and I'll tell y'all my experience.
Right.
Does this relationship work for me?
Mm-hmm.
What is the difference between the type I fall in love for and really what type do you fall for, and who do you actually get?
Who do you fall for, and who would you like want to be serious with?
Yeah.
Because sometimes we fall for people that aren't necessarily like our ideal type to like want to marry or seriously commit with.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when you're doing the introspection, like, okay, what am I really doing? Because sometimes we find ourselves in stuff because shit, it happens. We're human.
Right, right.
Sometimes we're not thinking of like the bigger picture. We're thinking of like, this is fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a good time. There's nothing wrong with this person or whatever. Right. And then kind of later on down the line, we're like, wait a minute.
Probably wasn't
actually
a fit. Probably didn't need to be in that.
Right.
So anywho, I caught myself thinking like, like I said, I'm a dating woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, man, I just really want to make sure, and not even make sure, because you can't really be sure.
Right.
But I just want to make sure that my intention is clear,
mm-hmm,
about what it is that I want out of a relationship,
mm-hmm,
how long I'm willing to date without being in a committed relationship. Like, uh-huh. Yeah, we're exclusively dating, but that hasn't transitioned to like a relationship.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and then just making sure like we're aligned on various values and morals, which I believe we are, but then like culturally.
Right.
Like making sure that in the long run, does our different cultures affect the longevity or the potential longevity,
mm-hmm,
of whatever's being built?
Got you.
Because I've had that happen before.
Yeah.
You think like, oh.
See, the retrospection.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And I thought about that today because I dated a little papito, a papacito. And it's like the person was super tapped into the culture,
mm-hmm,
was in a like Black fraternity,
right,
African, you know, Divine Nine.
Right.
And like.
Greek. Nine letter, whatever.
Divine Nine.
Right.
Greek lettered.
Greek letter organization.
Period. Grew up in a Black community.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, okay, you know what's popping.
You get
Being with a Black woman is not foreign to you.
Right.
But then on the other hand, you're really tapped into your culture to the point where being with a Black woman is not realistic.
Yeah.
It's real, like, although you might not care culturally, you care.
Yeah.
Or maybe your family cares and you know it wouldn't be a fit.
And then I feel like
when you're so
time.
Connected to like your culture, it affects you to some degree. Like it will really have to be like an adjustment, because if I'm so like, if I love my culture a lot, like if I'm really deeply invested in my culture, not saying that it's impossible to date outside of your culture and like love them, you know?
Right.
But the shit hit different.
I think there has to be a mutual, like, number one, respect. And there has to also be the idea that when I say marry, I don't mean like two people joining, but I mean like marry as in
come
merging.
Together. Yeah, combine.
Exactly. Like marrying the cultures, being open to the fact, like, I don't know, but sharing.
Yeah.
And hoping that people aren't so stuck in their ways, only one perspective, and so antiquated where they're not willing to also be open to, you know,
welcoming
somebody
you
who's outside of the culture coming in.
Right.
That's what I think. That's where the real issue lies.
And that's valid.
Because sometimes these people who are like hardcore, whatever they are, and it could be whatever. Pro, really super pro black, where people are like, nope, don't bring a white woman home.
Right.
You know, or pro whatever you are and whatever it is that creates conflict. And I'm here for whatever people want to do.
And you're a woman who values family.
I really do.
So it's deeper than just the person you're dating accepting you. Someone's family accepting you is a core desire for you.
It has to be
there. Because you love the communal aspect that comes with being welcomed into their family and, you know, having
being loved.
Exactly. Being loved.
Being adored.
Yeah.
So I think about that like, okay, I'm hoping that this cultural difference, it's not a hope. I'm just saying, I hope that I'm not wasting my time and then it turns into an issue.
I feel you.
Yeah. So just kind of things that I've been kind of considering.
Yeah. That's a part of the introspection, especially like if you're out here dating, because this time is calling us to like focus on what our needs are and how we like them to be met. And it's even recommended to like really do that work. And then once this ends, once Venus goes direct, effectively communicate these things to the person that you're dating or to your partner, because your desires do need to be met and they do need to be heard. And a lot of the times we go into relationships with these assumptions, right? Like we don't have conversations because it's just tough. It's tough to have the conversations, and like we go with the flow because it feels right and everything. But then like when
you're
the
fucked.
Times of introspection come, it's like, actually we need to have a conversation.
Yeah, then it's all serious.
Yeah, so if we use this time to reflect on what we want and how we can communicate better in the relationships, then once this Venus retrograde, once Venus goes direct, hopefully there's a space and also the enlightenment to hold these conversations and go on the up and up.
Yeah.
Or cut it off if you have to, whatever you have to do.
Something to also be mindful of is that exes might pop up. The niggas might get the popping in and out.
Bitch,
the popcorn.
They do.
But
I got a text. I'm like,
from
a Google number.
Venus.
Talking about, I need to see you soon. I'm like, I didn't respond, but in my head said, you don't. You do not.
But that's the thing. So don't take this time to rekindle an old relationship. So that was great.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, use the interaction for healing and closure. It's like, honestly, no, there's nothing for us to talk about.
Yeah.
I'm growing past it. She's healing.
Right.
You need to heal.
Right.
So be mindful, because you know these niggas will bounce in and out.
They will, and we'll take it as a sign. Like,
yeah.
If an ex pops up, like, dang.
Dang, see, I was thinking about
him. Especially if you're single. And also, it was saying that if you're dating someone, don't be alarmed if their exes pop up. And I was like, uh-uh. Your ex doesn't need to pop up. But they were like, don't be alarmed, because this is a time where this
it
is happening.
Happen.
If it's happening
for you, it's probably happening for them.
Exactly.
Yeah, you ain't exclusive.
You're not.
Me neither.
It's sick though. But anyway, so we thought it would be fitting to let each sign know how you may be affected by this 2020 retrograde, because we love to know, how does this pertain to me?
Right, how do I apply?
What does it say for Virgos?
What are what are the application skills?
So according to Bustle.com, these are some possibilities for your zodiac signs during this time.
What's your zodiac sign?
Hey, Capricorn, what's Aquarius, Pisces, Aries, the
Taurus.
Remix. So let's start off with the Aries.
Mm-hmm.
So it's saying for y'all. And you know what? Also, with my astrology insight, This may apply to an Aries or an Aries rising.
Okay.
So for the Aries, the next couple months aren't the best time to get too deep into your feelings. Aries, as our minds are definitely subject to change come June. That said, there's nothing stopping you from sexting your heart out and having some lighthearted fun with your crushes. It's time to get your flirt on and avoid expressing your sentiments with passion. Stardust says, try on a few different looks before committing too hard in love.
That's some good advice. Okay.
So basically, don't commit. Don't commit and put a nail in the coffin.
Have a little fun.
See what you like.
Let your titties hang out.
Test the waters.
Yes. Get your sexed on. Yes. Okay. So for Taurus.
Do you like sexting?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know what you, I'll tell you on the side.
Okay.
So anyway, Taurus, Venus is your ruling planet, Taurus. So you can bet you'll feel it all its retrogrades with a lot of intensity. But this time around, you could actually see some financial benefits.
Okay.
So long as you're frugal and on top of your spending. Money from an old project will be making its way back to you. So keep tabs on your bank account.
Okay, love to that. Taurus seems like they're on the up in that.
Taurus is good for you, right? You and Taurus?
Me and Taurus are in max. So if any of y'all know some Taurus niggas
yes.
that are cute and sane.
Yes, send them her way.
Send them to Slide at from B to you. Okay, Gemini.
This is my mom.
And also, this is Venus retrograde is in Gemini right now. So it's saying that there's a lot of chattiness because Geminis love to converse.
They do. They are chatty, my nigga.
So that's where the communication piece is coming from. Okay, so anyway, Venus, for the Jimmies, Venus is backspinning through your sign now, Gemini, and it's going to make everything about your love life feel absolutely dizzying. It's hard for you to make decisions. Commit to not committing right now. You're a fast-moving air sign, but it's okay to take things slow sometimes. Embracing a more relaxed pace will allow you to process all the issues that Venus retrograde is bringing to the surface. Okay.
That's good.
But take your time.
Take your time.
So pass that on.
We're
to
here
her.
For you. I'm going to get that to my mom.
Yeah.
You know what's so funny?
What?
I just realized my mom is an air sign. That's
Germany.
Why
I just read that. When it said, I said a mental note. When after this, I'm going to talk to Germany. You and your mother are air signs.
We are.
And that's it.
Oh, my God.
Floating in there.
Y'all, yesterday I was talking to my mom on the Bluetooth in the car.
Yeah.
Woo, it was a tough challenge. I'm like, mom, no. I looked at Brittany. I'm like, is this what it's like dealing with me? She's like,
Her mom was hopping around like, okay, I'm going to do this. Okay. Germany was like, no, all I asked for was this, not that.
I'm like, is this what it's like dealing with me? Brittany's like, yep. Yeah. Just you were like, yep, this is it. Yep. I'm like, Lord Jesus, got to pray for my friends. Okay. Cancer. Y'all, I'm a Cancer rising.
I'm a Cancer. No, I'm not.
You're a Capricorn moon. I'm
a Cancer. My Venus is in Cancer. So this is the way I show love.
Oh, okay. And I'm a Cancer rising. So retreating into your own little world is a great way to spend Venus retrograde, Cancer, as now's the time to reevaluate where you stand in relationships and beyond.
Okay.
Staying in your secret world is favored as you have control over what energy you let into your life. While your actual decision-making skills regarding love and money might get a little blurry, you can explore the bounds of your desires and values within your fantasies.
Okay.
And
we do be having fantasies. We have that.
Rip up your list.
No. I'm saying you and I.
Freaky?
We should. All of that. But we share the same pattern, and we share a common pattern app where we fantasize and about love.
Romanticize.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Hold on. Let me read that again to myself.
Process.
Okay.
Retreating. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Decision making process. Perfect.
I'm a Virgo. I'm a Leo rising.
Okay. Let her rip.
And this is from my mom. Let's get it. Venus doesn't only influence our romantic partnerships. Leo, this planet also affects the value and pleasure we derive from our platonic relationships. This retrograde might cause some friction between you and your crew.
Oh,
okay. What's happening?
Hold on.
Friends will stress you out. Okay, don't stress me out, girl.
I won't.
However, you'll make up with them faster than you got mad in the first place.
Oh, silver lining.
Remember that signals are getting mixed and feelings are unclear. So hold off on cutting ties, even if someone's on your last nerve. Okay.
So don't be so quick to respond. Are Leos fire signs?
Yeah.
Okay. So calm your fire. That's what. Okay. Here's our Virgos.
That's
this
me.
This is this girl.
I'm a Virgo. Okay.
Virgos.
I like long walks on the beach and I'm 31.
Here it is. Venus retrograde has a tendency to drown us in confusion over love and desire, which can be all-consuming. But don't let yourself get lost at sea, Virgo, as you'll need to stay grounded in order to remain on top of your other responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Work may be the last thing on your mind, but projects need to get done. Don't wait until the last minute. Avoid adding retrograde stress by practicing grounding techniques and holding off on any major moves in love.
Okay.
Sounds like her.
That sounds like something
that
I can do.
That sounds like just like you.
That sounds like something I can do. Mm-hmm. I can work with that. Okay. Hey. See, now we're reading each other.
Yeah, yeah. Read
Let's
me.
Go, Libra.
Read.
Venus is your ruling planet, Libra. Mm-hmm. So its retrograde will certainly be transformative.
Like a butterfly.
And this year, you'll be focused on figuring out what brings you joy, value, and a feeling of connectedness within your spiritual belief system. Mm, oh, we get in deep,
take
deep.
Take it there.
Deep.
Mm-hmm.
Higher-minded pursuits will occupy your mind as you're invested in spiritual endeavors. Mm-hmm. Source. Prioritize activities such as yoga, meditation, or other spiritually minded healing modalities in order to clear your mind and allow yourself to ride the retrograde wave gracefully.
Beautiful.
That makes sense. You need to be grounded.
Grounded.
So
grounded.
You're not in your head and all that.
That is. And you know what? I was going to do a sound bath this morning. I mean,
by
today.
Yourself?
No, I was going to listen to one.
I was like, find out you got both. You got bowls over there. Like, you need to bring them over here and tune me.
Healing. No. But I'm going to do one. I'm going to listen to it.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, so Scorpio crazies. Y'all are crazy.
The Scorpio.
The niggas are crazy. I don't know about the women.
Yeah.
The women are okay. Okay, so it's challenging to say no sometimes. And Venus retrograde is here to teach you that lesson in a new way. Setting boundaries with others may be hard as you are unable to abide by them yourself.
That's the truth.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't try, Scorpio. By slowing to a snail's pace during this retrograde, you'll have a chance to think before you act and to make sure that you're making space for healing and a healing and valuable type of love.
I hope the Scorpio I know is
adheres.
Listen to that.
Yes. Listen, motherfucker.
Okay, let's get into the Sagittarius. Hey, okay. Kayla.
Hey, Wook.
I know you're listening.
I know a couple Sagittarius.
Venus retrograde periods are notorious for washing ex-lovers up onto our shores. And you're more than likely to have to face some feelings around this over the coming months, Sag. You're confused about your relationship with an ex. Deciding which avenue to go down is hard. Think it over before proceeding. Whether it's a case of having unfinished emotional business or just simply receiving a you up text out of the woodwork, you should weigh the pros and cons before reaching out or responding.
Now, you know the guy I'm dating is a Sagittarius.
I know, that doesn't sit too well.
I didn't want to hear that.
Sorry.
I did not want to hear that.
Okay, well.
The Sag love. I'm going to copy and send this to him. Hey, it's Venus retrograde.
So be aware. Mindful. Be aware how you're navigating.
Be mindful,
the
okay?
Space.
What might come against you.
Right.
Wow, we battle not of. Flesh and blood.
Stop.
Okay, so anyway, Capricorn. We're Capricorn moons.
We are.
Yeah.
That's what we share.
Yeah. Venus rules over pleasure, and this retrograde is nudging you toward a new way of deriving pleasure and value from your day-to-day endeavors. Your daily routine has become exhausting. Oh. Rest and relax now. Slowing down during this retrograde and reevaluating what in your life actually brings you joy can help you decide what you'd like to keep and what you'd like to toss once the retrograde comes to an end.
Okay. Aquarius.
Capricorn Aquarius.
When retrogrades bring ex-flings back into our lives, the general advice is to run for the hills and not look back. But you might want to cautiously examine what a past lover might be able to teach you, Aquarius. A former crush is coming back your way. Mm. Don't run away from the opportunity to reconnect. There's a chance this connection could offer a real opportunity for growth. Take it slow, but explore the possibilities.
Explore.
Okay, Aquarius.
Explore is what they say. Now Pisces.
Final.
Bring all the Janae's to the front row.
Yes, the Rashaunas.
Right, the Rashaunas. Okay, so Venus loves a makeover and your creative juices are currently flowing, Pisces. However, because Venus is retrograde, it's not a great time to embark on any major beautifying endeavors. So scratch your itch for a home makeover by taking some time out to yourself to get things organized first. It's time to reorganize your home. Use this time to get some major cleaning, spring cleaning done. Once the retrograde is over and you've sorted through your life, you can move forward with the fun part, redecorating.
Well, that's all the zodiacs.
Yeah.
Hopefully you all are able to navigate this retrograde, this Venus retrograde with grace. Mm-hmm. There's so much more about this on the internet. But of course we want to leave that to you to do your own research and, you know,
look into your own sign.
Exactly. Figure out how you're affected. We just wanted to bring awareness that this is happening.
That something's going on, y'all.
Be mindful. When we have the necessary tools, we feel more equipped to just get through the shit. Because mm-hmm. Sometimes things happen, we have no clue, and we think we're tripping, we're impulsive, we're not using the time to reflect and review, and then we fuck ourselves from the front and the back. And so we want to prevent that as much as possible, which is why we're like, let's just bring the information in to the girls and they can, in the boys, mm-hmm. and they can do what they want to do with it. So that's what we did this week. Short and sweet, but hopefully yeah. beneficial. Always open to feedback. Let us know.
Send us whatever you want to chat about.
Have you experienced something? You want to share some of your stories? We're always open in the Facebook group, the Black Girl Bravado Podcast Homegirl Hangout. And yeah, we will chat with you all next week.
Next week. Bye, y'all. Love you so much.
Bye.
See ya.